Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
KYW News Radio and Deborah Heart and Lung Center team up to discuss arrhythmia, diagnosis, treatment, and management. Here's Rasa Kay.
Arrhythmias that occur in the top part of the heart can be merely distracting or quite serious, such as atrial fibrillation in the atria, which carries a risk for stroke. But cardiac electrophysiologist Dr. Rafael Corbizero says the most concerning rhythm disorder occurs in the ventricle.
The bottom part has some arrhythmias. The most significant one is ventricular fibrillation, which is the cause of sudden cardiac death, which is the number one cause of death in this country. It almost outweighs all cancers combined. Unfortunately, that could be the first presentation of heart disease, is sudden death. A small percentage of patients who show up with their first heart attack have sudden death, an arrhythmia problem, and that's devastating.
Learn more at DeboraHealthReport.com.
New Jersey's only heart, lung, and vascular specialty hospital, Deborah Heart and Lung Center. When it's your heart, demand Deborah.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Philadelphia's Tacony section happened in the 6500 block of Dittman Street. Happened yesterday, mid-morning. He was taken to Jefferson Tarsdale Hospital. We have a weapon recovered. No arrests have been made, and the investigation is active and ongoing. Anybody with information is urged to call Philadelphia police. Pretty much every day I have a report like this one where somebody's shot. Now, this man's in critical condition, but oftentimes that's the most we hear about it. We don't have motive. We don't have a suspect.
At least we have a weapon this time.
We don't have arrest, but we do have a weapon this time.
There we go. All right. Well, that's a step in the right direction.
Look at you being positive.
Shot in the head.
My gosh.
That's a great way to get your day started. What happened to you today? I got shot in the head.
Jeez. So we have a woman. We have an update for you as we talked yesterday about this horrible story where Bella Kenwood and remember City Ave was shut down most of the day yesterday during that investigation after a woman had died after she was struck by a vehicle. This was a hit and run right there on City Ave in Bella Kenwood. So we had a lot of road closures in that area. She was a woman on a wheelchair. Struck early in the morning. She was leaving the Taco Bell right there near Conshohocken State Road. So they're still not releasing her identity, her name, simply saying that she's a woman in her early 60s, and they're not releasing her identity, but they have released some new images of the driver of that vehicle who's believed the one to have struck her. And so they're releasing some, I mean, there's still kind of foggy images, if you will, of the driver of that SUV asking that person just to turn themselves in.
Yeah.
They say the person actually pulled over at some point, and because they can track, you know, all the different surveillance cameras. At some point, they said that it looked like the person pulled over and was inspecting their vehicle.
And just to clarify, because I'm trying to visualize this, it's a Taco Bell, it's a person in a wheelchair, and it's an SUV. The person, the handicapped individual with the wheelchair, they didn't go through the drive-through in the wheelchair, did they?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Because I'm trying to visualize this, and it's just like, I don't know how you hit somebody that's in a wheelchair and
I'll take a chalupa, please.
I'm just making sure. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me, honestly. In this city, there's crazier things that happen. I'm not trying to make light of it, but
look, back in my day, there would have been nothing that would have stopped me from going to Taco Bell. So, you know.
I mean, because let's be real, it's hard to get into a Taco Bell in a wheelchair, right? Unless they all have handicap ramps and things like that. Just trying to put a visual to the madness in this town.
I think the person already had the food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just, you know, you go through the drive-thru in your scooter or if some guy hurt and hurry to get back home.
It wouldn't, you know.
You know, it could have went through him already. He's got to make a bathroom break and kaboom.
It's not good cold.
Just, I'm sorry, Don. I didn't mean to totally derail you.
It's a sin. But there, in other news, we have strong winds complicating the wildfire that has burned some 5,000 acres. Yeah. This is right along basically the New Jersey-New York border, but 3,000 to 5,000 acres. That's what they're dealing with. And then another fire in Pompton Lakes, finally contained after firefighters battled that one. That one we talked yesterday over the weekend. But this newer one, this is only 10% contained. Part of the problem here is because of the high winds that we've seen, and we'll see that today, and just record dry conditions.
Yeah, we just that little spritzing that we had for a brief period on Sunday was just not nearly enough. We need like a steady 2 days of, I'm not saying downpours, but just steady, solid rain.
So in that one tragedy, these are dangerous fires to fight. We know that an 18-year-old volunteer firefighter had died while battling that Jennings Creek fire. And now that has spread around the Greenwood Lake area, and that's into Orange County, New York, so spreading from Jersey into New York. So it's already turned tragic. The concern here in Pennsylvania, as well as in New Jersey, because we have had some Pennsylvania fires, but they are just putting out the word, you know, absolutely don't even light a candle outside. It's so dry out, tinder dry conditions, and then fueled by these winds.
Mm-hmm. My buddy Harry was golfing yesterday. Mm. He said it's so dry at his golf course that the fairways are like hitting off of plywood boards.
Oh my goodness!
I mean, the club just bounces, ricochets right off. I mean, it's like playing in a playing golf in a parking lot.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Just the dust, the ball hits the dust. You know?
Yep.
So I'll take you to Bucks County, where police in Bucks County urging residents to get Ring cameras or some kind of a camera system after multiple package thefts have been reported. It's in and around the area of Lower Makefield Township, and so they've got a lot of them.
Porch
pirates. Yep.
I like that.
Yeah.
Porch pirates.
Yep.
So in some of them, the video is always what they ask you. Do you have some kind of a surveillance? Do you have some video? Because that can possibly help them track the. They're coming out in broad daylight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I think we're going to have to get one of those next summer when we get our permanent home. I don't know. What, you guys both have one?
Yes.
What are they? So you pay what? Just an upfront installation and for the product. And then do you pay a monthly subscription to use it as well?
Don doesn't know. Oh, she does know. I was going to say, Don doesn't know.
Greg, I do all that.
I know you. Yes. I know you do.
You think Larry Bear's handling the checkbook?
All the backup, the Eero.
Don's got the apps, the
Larry's
passwords.
He is.
That's right.
That's true. He finally has an excuse. Just teasing, honey. We actually did not have one until, I don't know, it was actually one of these situations. It was years back,
mm-hmm.
where they came up, and this was I think it was right coming out of the pandemic. They come up, or maybe it was during the pandemic. They wear a hat. They know what to do.
Oh yeah, they're totally trained.
So
absolutely,
they know what to look for.
Yep.
And so they tip their hat. They come up. They look. If they see cameras, then they just turn their head around, turn the other way. But they're smart. They will wear the coordinating colors to look like they're Amazon or an official UPS. That's where they'll wear the bright red or mm-hmm. or the brown.
Yep.
You know, so they will try to look. They'll have a clipboard. So, and this is the same MO that we're seeing. This is Lower Makefield Township, but I would say no matter where you are, I told you yesterday, I have a niece and her husband and their little kids while they were home.
Yeah. Maybe
attempt
start,
to break in.
Yeah, start telling Amazon if you can. I don't know if you do it online or whatever, and you can leave like a message to like with the instructions. You know, take it around the back and toss it over the fence into the yard or something. Just, you know, so it's just not sitting there for everybody's taking.
Well, that's why now they take a photo of it.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they were, it was, oh, I didn't get my package. Well, here's the photo. We delivered it. Uh-huh. Not our problem.
Yep.
Verizon customers complaining about this widespread internet outage across the Philadelphia region. And it looks like a lot of the mid-Atlantic region down to D.C. So at least 10,000 people reported a problem in our area in the Philadelphia region alone. And it first started coming in between midnight and about 3:45 a.m.-ish.
Yeah, boy.
So affecting your service, or if you have somebody in your family who relies on, let's say they have type 1 diabetes and mm-hmm. they rely on a device that they wear, such as a pump.
Yep.
Guess what? That affects that too. All the alarms start ringing at 2 a.m.
Is there anything more triggering as Americans at where we're at now in 2024 than when our internet or our cell phone doesn't work? Like, you just,
what did we do without it?
Yeah, like, you know, in the summer when the power goes out because of a big storm and all of a sudden you got to sit around in your house for 2 hours with your family and you can't scroll your phone, you like lose your mind.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yeah, yeah, firsthand experience, absolutely. I got to talk to you. Well, this certainly sucks.
I know that we're going to talk about all these appointments, and Stephen Miller was, you know, they're Senator Marco Rubio. There's so many different appointments going on.
Little Marco. Yeah, this is gonna be
Little Marco.
It's unbelievable.
But I love the story of, because Trump goes to the White House tomorrow, but I did have to say I love the story of Melania Trump declining the offer to go to the White House tomorrow to meet with First Lady Jill Biden.
Quote, scheduling conflict.
Scheduling conflict, but the source familiar with Melania said, and this is the New York Post, of course, Jill Biden's husband authorized the FBI snooping through Melania's underwear drawer. The Bidens are disgusting.
My wife's a Philly girl.
Eek. So Melania said, no, I'm good.
Right.
Goodbye.
You stay away from my skivvies, man.
Right? Yep. So she's one. This tells you something about her personality. She smiles, but she doesn't forget.
Don't be treading on my personal stuff.
Yeah. Man. So, by the way, Sixers this evening, a lot of excitement. Joel Embiid expected to play.
Is he sure he wants to play
against the Knicks?
Does he definitely want to? If he's not ready and he doesn't want to, take some more time off, pal.
Yeah.
If Paul George, the same thing. The rest of them, Maxey's out.
Maxey's out. Yeah, I was going to say.
What are they like? 2-8 or something like that? I saw.
Yeah.
Flyers beat the Sharks 4-3, and I should mention SEPTA negotiations still continue. Cross your fingers.
Well, they're doing the they're going to have another meeting about the about the Sixers stadium.
That's at City Hall, so we're expecting some protests.
Yeah, well, they keep winning 2 out of every 9 games. They can play at the Leah Kora Center. For all I care.
You have to earn it. Is that it?
I was just going
to
say.
Yeah. Maybe you can play at LaSalle.
Funny. There's some West Philadelphia street courts that might be better for you.
Yeah, go play on the McAdam. My old man would say.
I love it. In other words, even if we build you this beautiful new stadium, if you're a loser, you can play out in the street.
Exactly.
Under the I-95, like, underpass there.
Don't matter where you build it, we're not going to come if you don't win.
So today, much cooler, still very windy, 56 degrees. It'll never feel like 56 due to that wind whipping. Tomorrow, just 53 degrees. So watch these overnight lows the next couple of days. You want to bring in or cover your tender vegetation tonight or tomorrow, because we're in the low to mid 50s. Thursday, mostly cloudy. So Tuesday, Wednesday, we're looking at sunshine. Thursday is that one mostly cloudy day. I don't see precipitation, though, even though it's cloudy, 52 degrees. I know.
Yeah.
There's no measurable precipitation in the 10-day forecast.
It's unreal. I covered my tender vegetation last night. The wife had the window and the fan going last night. I was like, are you mad? Are you insane?
She had the window open?
Window open and the ceiling fan going.
Good God.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, no. I'm not wearing a sweatsuit to bed.
I like went I like to sleep in the, you know, chilly, but not that chilly.
No,
it's
no.
cold.
Right. This was like the equivalent of the air conditioning in your house being dropped to 62.
Yeah. Oof.
Like you'd have icicles hanging out your nose.
The weekend looks nice, though. We're looking at lower 60s, sunny temperatures, and looking into next week. I mean, here we are, mid-November, and we're still next week in the mid-60s.
It was... Going out yesterday for a walk slash run. It was
beautiful.
70 degrees and sunshine. Beautiful.
It was quality.
Yeah, quality stuff.
We're either going to have a really mild and short winter, or we're going to get one of those snowstorms in March and April.
We
won't see spring until Memorial Day.
Well, let's hope for snow for sure. Remember, Thursday, Philadelphia Eagles.
Eagles!
Yeah, so there is a slight chance for that. It's not here anyway. But Thursday, slight chance for a sprinkle on one of the weather models. I'm actually just searching to try to find it.
No, it is here. It is here.
Oh,
do you see it?
Yeah.
No, the Eagles. They play in Philadelphia Thursday night.
Oh, it is.
They do, yes.
Yep.
So that's Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:19, let's get to a Tuesday Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the Big Take this morning, America's big, bad, bold border boss. You know, if you're a part of the Biden-Harris administration and you're down to about 68 or 69 days, you have culpability in America's border crisis over the last 4 years, and all of your embarrassing work is about to be erased. And if you came into this country illegally, you are about to have your free ride come to an end, because there's a new but familiar sheriff about ready to return to town, and his name is Donald Trump. Trump will be considered the architect of restoring a secure border for the United States, but it's Tom Homan who is the face of our country's restored law and order of immigration, and he isn't playing games. Under Joe Biden, as of June 2024, there were 12,095,804 illegal aliens that came into our nation. And that's just the official number. And that was 4 months ago. It could be 13, 14, maybe even closer to 15 million in all reality. Under Barack Obama, significantly better, 5.5 million. And under Donald Trump, even lower. How about 5.3 million? And if Trump and Homan have their way, now having not only the Senate and the House, as well as the Supreme Court, which is total control, it could be under 5 million by the time 2028 comes and goes. Tom Homan has been tabbed as Trump's new border czar, and he is the former director of ICE. He joined Fox and Friends Monday morning talking about his career comeback under Trump 2.0. Listen and watch.
I've been on this network 4 years complaining about what this administration did to this border. I've been yelling and screaming about it, telling what they need to do to fix it. So when the president asked me, would you come back and fix it? Of course I have to. I'd be a hypocrite if I didn't. So, look, I'm honored the president asked me to come back and help solve this national security crisis. So I'm looking forward to it. And, look, I love Fox. I love the family there. But I think that the calling is clear. I got to go back and help, because every morning I'm pissed off about what this administration did to the most secure border in my lifetime. So I'm going to go back and do what I can to fix it.
So Homan went on to say, quote, if they're not willing to help, then get the hell out of the way, because ICE is going to do their job, end quote. That message aimed clearly in the direction of Democratic governors who attempt to oppose Trump's mass deportation operation. But what is the process like? How serious is the crisis at the southern border? Homan explained and made a comparison in further detail. Listen and watch this.
I know exactly what I'm doing. And look, this is the second time I came out of retirement for this president. And because it matters. And look, I was a border patrol agent. I wore that uniform, and I'm proud that I wore that uniform. So, and I was an ICE agent. I was the first ICE director who actually came up through the ranks. So the 20,000 men and women that worked for me, I didn't ask them to do anything. I'd do it myself, because I was one of them. So look, I know the border, and I know there's a lot of great patriots. Look, I shut my phone off Friday night, because I couldn't handle the phone calls, the texts, and emails from thousands of ICE agents and Border Patrol agents excited about the rumor I'm coming back. But more importantly, thousands of retired agents retired board choices, retired military that want to come in and volunteer to help this president secure the border and do the deportation operation. So I've been off the grid for 3 days just because I couldn't handle all the phone calls. And plus, all the death threats rolling in. My family's not at home right now because that's starting. But, you know, that's something we're going to deal with. They're not going to bully me away. They're not going to shut me up. They're not going to make me go away. This is the biggest national security vulnerability this nation has seen since 9/11. We have to fix it.
And it's
think about that. He compared what is going on at the border to 9/11. And that's nothing to joke about. And I don't think for a second that Tom Homan is kidding. Remember, this isn't just about South American nations. Our border has been flooded by terrorists from the Middle East, young men from other nations, including many from China and other Asian nations. God only knows how many people with sinister intentions are in this country right now illegally. And this goes beyond crimes against property or crimes against women. This includes potentially terror plots, mass casualties, and people from Iran who could be targeting President Donald Trump. But the ladies from The View, well, if you were searching for the new boogeyman on the left, they found him. Here's Ana Navarro banging the drum for This Is Wrong with Tom Homan. Listen and watch this.
It's chilling what he just said. You realize that when he says, yes, families can be deported together. Yeah. What he is saying is that U.S. citizens can be deported. What he is saying is if the parent is undocumented and they have U.S. citizen children or U.S. citizen spouse, or and you don't want to separate them, then let's deport the U.S. citizens. Look, Donald Trump won the electoral vote. He won. He's going to win the House. He won the Senate. For all effects and purposes, he's got the Supreme Court. They've given him immunity. This is what the country voted for. This is, you know, a lot of people thought that when he talked about mass deportations, he wasn't being serious. I don't know how many times he had to say it for people to realize he was being serious. Well, if you thought he wasn't being serious, the appointment of Tom Homan today as border czar, and he will be in charge of a mass deportation program, the largest the country has ever seen, they say. And now Stephen Miller as deputy chief of staff should let you know that he was absolutely serious. And when you talk about mass deportations, people think, oh, it's just going to be the criminals. There's not enough criminals, aliens in the federal prison system for it to be mass deportations. What it means is grandmothers. What it means is brothers and aunts. Yep. What it means is abuelos y abuelas. It means dreamers. It means your family members. It means your colleagues. It means your friends. It means people who are part of the society. And look, America, you know, those of you who voted for Trump, this is what you wanted. This is what you voted for. You screwed around and you're about to find out.
Those criminals in the past administration effed around, and now they're about to find out. Get it right, Ana. Trump posted on Truth Social some further details of Tom Homan's job duties, which will include the following: the northern border, all maritime and aviation security. Homan did go on to say that this operation will target, quote, the worst first, prioritizing what he called criminal threats and national security threats. Homan's first stint with Trump lasted a year and a half as he was in charge from January 2017 through June of 2018 as part of Trump's, quote, zero tolerance policy. And with Tom Homan in place, the Trump administration is beginning to fall into place. Susan Wiles will be Trump's chief of staff. Tom Homan will be Trump's border czar. Mike Waltz, national security advisor. Elise Stefanik, UN ambassador. Lee Zeldin, EPA administrator. And Marco Rubio, secretary of state. Ruled out, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo. Still in the mix, Kash Patel, Vivek Ramaswamy, and possibly Rick Scott, Senate Majority Leader. We're also still waiting to see who will be tabbed Attorney General. And of course, with Elise Stefanik, we know from New York, she was just named the ambassador of the UN. If you recall, she was the one who grilled the president of Harvard University during the anti-Semitic riots on the campus of the Ivy League institution that ultimately led to Claudine Gay's resignation from that role. We'll give you all of the odds on all these individuals likely to be a part of the Trump administration coming up later today. But one man who hopes to be a part of it is, in fact, Florida's Rick Scott. He's vying for Senate Majority Leader. He's expected to get it and is likely the odds-on favorite. He joined Fox News yesterday to make his case. Listen and watch this.
Here's what I bring to the table. I clearly believe in the Trump agenda, number one. I'm a business guy that has success doing exactly what we need to do in the Senate. We need to have a plan. We need to work a plan. We need to have a team. We need to measure ourselves. If we want to get all the nominees done, we've got to figure out a plan to get it done. If we want to get a balanced budget, we've got to start today to get a balanced budget. If we want to get the border secure, if we want to get whatever policies we have to get through Congress, we have to have a plan, just like what you do in business. I ran a company with 285,000 employees. We had a written plan for everything to get it done. My colleagues have told me they want change. They want to be treated as equal. They want to be part of a team. They want to have an agenda. They want to have a great relationship with the House. They know I have a great relationship with Speaker Mike Johnson. So I'm very optimistic that I'm going to win because I'm representing Trump's agenda and what my colleagues want.
Another guy who is not a swamp insider, former business guy, a guy who tolerates no crap, and somebody who many believe Trump can trust because they're on the same page across the board with all policies. You know, we could call this the second Trump term. We can call it Trump's comeback, but what it looks to be, based on the early selections of his administration and cabinet, is best described as no nonsense, F around and find out. That's the type of administration Trump is putting together in his second go around, and we need that. We need that desperately. And with Trump having all the power now, after the House officially broke for Republicans and they retained control, you have the House, you have the Senate, and a majority on the Supreme Court. Any monkey business is ill-advised. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, big take this morning. If you want to jump in, 855-839-1210. On social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat, you can let it rip. We'll go through some of Trump's selections from his administration yesterday, including one that was confirmed late overnight last night into the early hours of this morning. And we'll do that on the other side. It's Kale and Company rolling here on a Tuesday morning. Nick, Dawn, and Greg on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
When it comes to your home, trust is everything. For 45 years, Kitchen Magic has built a reputation for transforming kitchens with such precision and care. From custom cabinets to countertops, backsplashes to those all-important storage solutions, Kitchen Magic gets the job done and fast. In just a few days, your dream kitchen becomes a reality without the hassle. Trust the name your neighbors have relied on for decades now, Kitchen Magic. Get your free in-home consultation, KitchenMagic.com. Put this on the calendar. Get it on the calendar now. KitchenMagic.com. Let's cook up something extraordinary with a little help from my friends at KitchenMagic.com.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Fox News' Bill Malusion, who tweeted yesterday after the Tom Homan announcement became official, he reached out to all of his sources with ICE as well as the Border Patrol agents stationed in California, Arizona, and Texas. He got some great responses back to the temperature being gauged and the night and day change. I just want to read a couple of these in a follow-up to the big take on the border. One ICE officer responding to Bill Malusion, quote, "It's a total 180. Troops are finally seeing the sun coming out after a very long storm. People are fired up to have support. It's amazing because we all became so numb. I don't think we realized how bad until we finally have hope again. Everybody's so happy about Homan's return." Another ICE official saying, quote, "I feel that people know now they will get to go to do the work they signed up to do and that they want to do. They know they can get the bad guys now. Public safety threats, national security threats, gang members, here we come." Another ICE officer saying morale super high, especially with the Homan news too. An Arizona Border Patrol agent saying ecstatic, get to go to work, morale is even higher than the first time that he won. And a California Border Patrol agent saying we've all been hopeful, but the give-ups are still trickling in. Nothing will change until Tom Homan takes the leash off of us. So I think there's a lot of optimism. I think there's a lot of sense of, hey, this nightmare of the last 3+ years of this stampede, so to speak. And remember, we were told countless times that it was, you know, families and women and children. And certainly you see that. But man, I don't know how many times we saw footage of men, I would guess 18 to 35, maybe even a little bit older into their 40s, certainly some guys in their 50s where you're like, man, these look like military age men in great shape, right? And they didn't look like they were starving. They didn't look like they were deprived and depraved. And we've seen, and Dawn, you've mentioned it in your newscast countless times, where you know, there have been people that have gotten through this southern border, and they weren't just coming here to seek asylum, right? They had an agenda. And thankfully, some of these agents were able to snuff some of them out, whether it's the FBI or any other, you know, federal agency, because, you know, you got a bullseye on Americans and you got a bullseye on Trump's back, right? We talked about the thwart of the attempts with Iran. So it's not just people from, you know, Guatemala or Ecuador coming here to seek a better life. The whole world knew that this thing was open. And if you wanted to get in and cause a problem in this country, now was the time to do it. And I think now the time to do it is coming to a close.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think that it will take, I don't know, years to just flush out all the, just the individuals who came here, either because they're in gangs, cartels, the human trafficking, which we were told, remember, that doesn't really exist. It's kind of a myth that it was being supersized by, you know, certain media, all of that. So I think, unfortunately, this is just the beginning, but the awareness factor, that's the important piece of it, that we are aware.
Yep, no question. And with Tom Homan, and I mentioned I rattled this off, and we can go through these here for a couple of minutes, because I like a majority of what Trump has done so far. I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I know all of these people on a extremely intimate basis, or I can recite their Wikipedia pages verbatim. Can't do that with some of them. Certainly we're familiar with others. Susan Wiles, you know, this started last week, chief of staff, first female chief of staff. Yesterday we find out Mike Waltz from Florida, he will be in charge of the NSA, National Security Advisor. Elise Stefanik, we know her well from New York. She will be the UN ambassador. She is the one who grilled all the Ivy League professors at Penn, at Harvard, over the anti-Semitism. She's a pistol. I like her. We mentioned Tom Homan, border czar. Lee Zeldin, Sean Farish really likes him. Sean Farish has not campaigned with him, but done some grassroots stuff with him. Lee Zeldin is a New Yorker, gave Kathy Hochul a run for her money for governor. He will be the EPA administrator. We are still waiting on the attorney general. Still waiting, obviously, on Senate Majority Leader. It looks like, according to Polymarket, Rick Scott is the odds-on favorite at 52%. John Thune at 40%. John Cornyn at 6%. So I think a lot of Trump hardcore supporters want Rick Scott. That's why I played him for you in the big take. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine saying that he could see Vivek Ramaswamy filling the Senate seat that has been vacated by J.D. Vance. I think in one way, shape, or form, Vivek will have a role moving forward. And then probably the two most notable names that I think the audience knows happened late last night and into the early hours of the morning. Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. We remember him in 2016, and he's been kissing Trump's keister for about 6 to 8 years ever since. Trump's his daddy. I think we've established that.
Stop.
And true. Kristi Noem.
Yeah, Homeland Security Secretary.
Yeah, how about that? You know,
no dogs were harmed.
Stop.
They're killing the dogs. Yeah, she's going to be in charge of the SPCA. No, I'm just kidding. But she'll be the Department of Homeland Security. Yeah. Honest to God, I don't dislike any of these picks other than Marco Rubio. And I get it. You can change. You can hit me back and counter with, well, you know, J.D. Vance was not a Trump guy, and then he came around to valid point. I just, when I hear J.D. Vance.
Swampy?
I think there's more to trust about Vance than Rubio. Rubio gives off this squirmish, squeamish, like, I want to be accepted by the New York Times. I hope I'm in favorable graces with mainstream media. I don't trust Marco Rubio. I trust Vance, and I think Vance, we've all agreed, he's been pretty spectacular in his presentation since being selected as VP, the interviews he's done, the way he's conducted himself, the whole bit. But I don't like Rubio a bit. But you know what? You're not going to get everything you want, right? Is there anything that you liked on, anything you don't like about the names, whether it's Noem, Rubio, Zeldin, Stefanik, anything that stands out one way or the other?
No, I'm glad they're getting it done, and they'll go through the proceedings. I mean, no, I just, you know, they have a lot of work to do. It's so like, the less politics and the less nonsense, just get people in and get it. Get to work.
It's something like 10,000 appointments he has to make. I mean,
it's incredible.
He doesn't do it personally, like, right. He does the big ones, but But like 10,000, that's a, you have to really staff, you know what I mean? Like, and it's a, you know, these are all important jobs, yeah, obviously. So,
right. They're not doing like a victory lap behind closed doors for the next 70 days.
Got to get right to work.
No.
And that's the I would say the difference between now and 2016 that, you know, Trump has done this before. He had never been elected to any office. He was a newbie and so had to learn some ropes. And so this time around, obviously getting right to work. And he knows the pitfalls. He knows, you know, how important these key positions are. You know, you mentioned the EPA. Think about frack, frack, frack. You need somebody who in the EPA can make sure that everything's legal. Mm-hmm. But also, we've heard about these restrictions that just put a stranglehold on certain industries.
Yep.
And then my question is, what does that mean for the state level? Because here in Pennsylvania, we also have at the state level, EPA rules. So how will they grapple with that?
Yeah. Speaking of Pennsylvania, has the McCormick Casey race been been called yet?
No.
The commissioner, so what's happening is they have like 600 votes that are those provisionals.
Sure.
So they're insisting on counting every last one. They're contacting people because, you know, if you go through a provisional, maybe your signature doesn't match. So they're literally calling people. They put out a number yesterday. You can call 215, like put it, just, you don't even, you can go to our voicemail and just confirm it's you. It's like, why? McCormick is up by 40,000 votes.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to change. And it's just, and report, I think, I just retweeted Zeoli. I think Zeoli had interviewed McCormick and broke some news where they were saying last night that reportedly Shapiro is not happy with this whole thing.
Of course,
that Casey should concede.
So is Casey an election denier? Is he undermining democracy? I'm just wondering because, I mean, I know nobody has stormed the state capitol here in Pennsylvania or anything like that. But, you know, when you get beat, it feels to me this is a lot like Stacey Abrams. This is a lot like Hillary Clinton. This is a lot like any other Republican as well. I mean, we, for some reason in this country now, we just have this, like we feel it's like our God-given right just to contest every time we lose. It's like, no, Bob Casey, you've been around for the longest time possible, right? 18 years, your father, the whole family, I mentioned it yesterday, since 1987. You've stolen enough money. Get out. You lost. Go. It's over.
I'm not an expert on these procedures, so I know that they said that McCormick couldn't go tomorrow to the little, like, kindergarten orientation day or whatever.
Yeah.
But I just think these
this
are all
where
the,
we meet your parents.
Yeah. It's like,
here's where you have lunch.
Put your name tags on.
Here's the library.
So it's good that he put out there, no, he's going to go.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be invited. Just go.
All
right. I mean, that's what I would say. They have all their little protocols or whatever, but I think McCormick is good to go. In the past, Republicans have done this to Democrats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
you know, they've done this stuff.
Yeah. Goes both ways, I guess. 855-839-1210. What are the odds of Bobby Kennedy, Tulsi Gabbard, Elon Musk, the new brigade, the chances that they will land a spot in a Trump administration? We'll give you that as we wrap up the 6 o'clock hour, and that's coming up next here on Kale and Company.
Your privacy and safety, I talk about it every day in the news. It's so important, and it's important to me. And as somebody who's, you know, a public person, whether on the airwaves, whether it was in TV news, whether it's broadcasting here at Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, the creepiest thing ever is when, and I'll say this, especially for a woman, you look up your name and you realize one of those creepy, invasive sites has taken your information or your likeness or your name, and then they're using it to sell it or they're using it for another nefarious purpose. It's just you feel so invaded when that happens. And that's why I really appreciate the new subscription, Privacy Pro by DuckDuckGo. So as you know, I've used DuckDuckGo for years now. If you want to keep your searches private, how many times have I told you, and out of those data profiles or the government or legal requests, that sort of thing, you need to use DuckDuckGo. But I really love this Privacy Pro subscription service. And just in the first month of using it, I love it. I love the alerts that I get. They tell me exactly how many things they've been able to block. And so to me, this is important, and it's important to think about. We talked earlier this morning about technology helping you to keep yourself safe. And this is just one more firewall, if you will, in the world of thinking about safety and privacy. So for DuckDuckGo's Privacy Pro, this is really a 3-in-1 privacy subscription service. It helps protect your personal information from being exploited by those hackers, those privacy invasive companies. Plus, like I say, it's from DuckDuckGo, so I already know it. I've been using DuckDuckGo, and this is a whole new layer to keep me secure. DuckDuckGo's VPN secures your Wi-Fi connection anytime, anywhere, and they have identity theft restoration. If your identity gets stolen, DuckDuckGo Privacy Pro is going to help you to restore that. And so that's pretty amazing. The personal information removal on desktop devices, that's Mac or Windows, whatever you use. And so that's important to me. And I would suggest you do this. Search your name online. You're going to be shocked at how many sites you go to, and go in there and do this search for yourself and see what I'm talking about. This is a real thing. So get all of this security with Privacy Pro. Like I say, a 3-in-1 subscription. You get all of that for $9.99 a month. As my listener, if you go to duckduckgo.com/1210, you are going to get an exclusive 7-day free trial on me. That's duckduckgo.com/1210, duckduckgo/1210. So it's duckduckgo.com/1210.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
So it's interesting because you've got a couple of people still looking to latch on to the Trump administration. Polymarket posted all sorts of odds yesterday on individuals and their likelihood of getting a spot in the second Trump administration. RFK Jr. leading the way at 92%. I think Bobby Kennedy said something to the effect over the weekend over social media that, or actually, no, this was across the pond in another country where he said as soon as Trump gets into office, they are going to get rid of up to, I believe, 600 employees from the NIH, which I think a lot of us, we've talked about, whether it's big pharma, big food, you know, medicating people, all the pesticides and preservatives. You know, he was going on his you know, tangent about how we're poisoning and killing our kids. And I think a lot of us, you know, are very much against big pharma. So I think Bobby Kennedy is going to have a spot. Vivek Ramaswamy, 87% chance. Tulsi Gabbard, 91% chance. And Elon Musk, a 69% chance. So I also expect people are to give pushback of, well, why are you against Marco Rubio, but you're not against Elon Musk, Bobby Kennedy, and Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrats? That's also a fair and valid point. Again, you don't have to love everybody that Trump surrounds himself with, but Dawn, I think he's going to absolutely find a spot for Kennedy and Gabbard. I think Elon Musk might just kind of be like a off-the-record advisory role, which I'm totally fine with, as long as Elon Musk has Trump's ear. And apparently he's got, like, the key code to Mar-a-Lago. Stories and reports that Elon Musk has been at Mar-a-Lago every day for, like, the last 2 weeks. I think Elon Musk will be a big factor in this as well.
Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, Elon Musk runs a couple of companies. He's a pretty big guy, you know, pretty busy guy. So I don't know if he'll really serve at a cabinet level. He doesn't need the money. It's not like he needs a government salary.
No.
As far as Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, she's right now, her job is, she is the Trump transition team, the co-chair of the transition team. So she has that job. So I don't know how it works as far as what role that she'll play, because right now she's helping pick some of these very appointments that we're talking about. Then they go through the confirmation process. I know Trump wants to bypass whatever he can to get this done and fill these 4,000, you know, jobs ASAP.
Yep.
But it's fascinating to watch, and I think we're going to see this happening in warp speed.
Yep.
I think they just want to get to work.
Yep. And it's going to look a lot different than the first time around, for sure, because he knows the lay of the land much better. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two, and then a eulogy to the woke era of identity politics. It's not just from me. It's from the New York Times. It's from Morning Joe and much more, including James Carville. We'll get to that as we continue. Hour two of Kale and Company is on the way.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.